When we first arrived at Amachi, our surroundings were dry, dusty, and barren. Many of our parents were gardeners and farmers before camp, and they used their skills to help make things look and feel more cheerful and familiar. Many families planted gardens in front of their barracks entrances and walkways. Some blocks also made community gardens, like the one that's included in this koi pond. They used whatever materials they could find around camp, especially scrap building materials like wood, cinder blocks, and brick. They even poured concrete to make koi ponds in different shapes. Plants and seeds could be ordered through mail order catalogs. Many of the landscaping materials, like the smooth river cobblestones used in this garden, came from the Arkansas River, 3 miles to the north of camp. The fish that lived in the koi pond were also from the Arkansas River and were probably catfish or carp. With a lot of patience and hard work, they helped make everyone feel more comfortable by creating familiar pieces of home in the middle of a very unfamiliar desert.
Feel free to explore other areas of this block, keeping an eye out for traces of the entryway gardens. To continue to waypoint 3, return to your car. Continue east on 6th Street. The current housing that you see to the northeast is the former location of the Amachi Hospital. While the camp was in operation, the 150-bed hospital also included a dental clinic, optometry services, a pharmacy, as well as surgery and x-ray units. The hospital was staffed by Caucasian WRA personnel as well as by Japanese doctors, nurses, and aides. Although they were trained professionals, the Japanese staff at the hospital and at other jobs throughout the camp were paid a fraction of the wages that were paid to Caucasian employees for doing the same job. Monthly wages were broken down by skill level and amounted to $12, $16, or $19. Many of these medical staff internees were assigned barracks in Block 6H because of its close proximity to the Amachi Hospital. Continue to follow 6th Street as it curves right to become K Street. Follow K Street south for 2 blocks until you just pass 8th Street. The 8H Elementary School Barracks Foundations will be on your right. This is Waypoint 3, the elementary school.